What if I told you that the next 25 minutes could transform you into the man women can't resist? A man of true value, power, and wisdom. Stick around, because I'm about to reveal the 10 traits that'll make you magnetic to every woman you meet. This isn't just talk, gentlemen. This is your blueprint for becoming unstoppable. Listen up, because this is important. In a world of boys playing at being men, it's time for you to step up and become the high-value man you were meant to be. We're not just talking about surface-level charm here. We're diving deep into the wisdom of Stoic philosophy to uncover the traits that'll set you apart from the crowd. These aren't just pickup tricks or temporary fixes. These are the foundations of becoming a man of substance who commands respect and admiration, not just from women, but from everyone he encounters. I've distilled centuries of Stoic wisdom into 10 key traits. These qualities have stood the test of time and have defined great men throughout history. Master these, and you'll never worry about being overlooked or rejected again. But let me be clear. This isn't about manipulating anyone. It's about becoming the best version of yourself. It's about cultivating qualities that make you attractive and a better man. Are you ready to become unstoppable? Are you prepared to put in the work to transform yourself? Because that's what it takes. There's no magic pill, no quick fix, but I promise you, the results are worth it. Let's dive in. Self-sufficiency in attention. Men, listen closely. True power isn't in chasing, it's in attracting. A high-value man doesn't desperately seek a woman's attention. He's the oak tree, steady and strong, not the leaf blown about by every gust of wind. Think of it this way. You're the sun, blazing with your energy. You don't orbit around others. They're drawn to your warmth and light. This is about something other than playing hard to get. It's about being hard to forget. Remember Odysseus? While other men begged for Penelope's attention, he focused on his journey. And who did she choose in the end? The man who knew his worth. Here's how you embody this trait. First, focus on your goals. Have a mission in life that's bigger than any relationship. When you're passionate about your purpose, you naturally become more attractive. Second, develop your interests and hobbies. Be a man of depth and substance. You don't need constant validation from others when you have a rich, fulfilling life. Third, practice being comfortable with solitude. Learn to enjoy your own company. This inner peace is magnetic. Start today. Focus on your goals and your passions. Be so engrossed in building your empire that you don't have time to chase. Watch how this magnetic independence draws women to you. Remember, neediness repels and independence attracts. Be the man who's complete on his own and you'll become irresistible. Genuine upliftment of others. Here's a truth bomb. Real men lift others. We're not talking about empty flattery here. We're talking about genuine soul-deep appreciation. A high-value man sees the gold in others and isn't afraid to point it out. It's not just about telling her she's beautiful. It's about recognizing her strength when she overcomes a challenge and her brilliance when she shares an insight. Think of it as a mirror, reflecting the best parts of her. I admire how you handled that difficult client. Your patience is impressive. That's not just a compliment. That's recognition of character. Here's how you master this trait. First, train your eyes to see the best in people. Look for their strengths and their unique qualities. Everyone has something special about them. Your job is to find it and acknowledge it. Second, be specific in your praise. Don't just say, "You're amazing." Say why. The way you explain that complex idea so simply was brilliant. Specific praise shows you're really paying attention. Third, uplift without expecting anything in return. This isn't about manipulation. It's about genuinely appreciating others. This isn't just about making her feel good. It's about training your eye to see the best in people. And let me tell you, a man who can do that, he's rare. He's valuable. He's the kind of man people want to be around. Practice this daily. With everyone you meet, try to leave them feeling better about themselves. This positive energy you create, it'll come back to you tenfold. Confidence and self-assurance. Gentlemen, confidence isn't loud. It doesn't need to be. True confidence is like gravity, a force that draws others in without effort. Picture this. You walk into a room. You don't need to announce yourself. Your presence, your calm assurance. It speaks volumes. That's the confidence of a high-value man. This isn't about puffing out your chest or talking the loudest. It's about knowing your worth, understanding your strengths and weaknesses, and being at peace with who you are. Here's your action plan to build unshakable confidence. First, know yourself. Really know yourself, your strengths, your weaknesses, your values. When you understand who you are, you become unshakable. Second, set small, achievable goals and accomplish them. Each win, no matter how small, builds your confidence. Third, face your fears. Confidence grows when you step out of your comfort zone. Start small, but start today. Fourth, stand tall. Make eye contact. Speak clearly and with purpose. These aren't just body language tricks, but expressions of your inner strength. Remember, confidence isn't the absence of doubt. It's the ability to move forward despite it. Embrace challenges. Learn from failures. Each obstacle you overcome adds to your unshakable core. A confident man is a magnet for success in relationships and life. Cultivate this trait and watch how the world responds to you differently. Treating partners as equals. Listen up, because this is crucial. A high-value man doesn't put women on pedestals. He stands eye to eye with them. Treating a woman like a queen might sound romantic, but it's a trap. Genuine respect and natural attraction come from seeing her as an equal partner, not some fragile creature needing constant protection. Think about it. Would you respect someone who treats you like you're made of glass? Of course not. Neither do women. Here's how you embody this trait. First, engage her intellect. Don't shy away from deep, meaningful conversations. Challenge her ideas respectfully. Show that you value her mind as much as her beauty. Second, share responsibilities. Whether in a relationship or a work project, assume she can handle the tricky parts. Give her space to show her strength. Third, respect her autonomy. She's a person with her own goals and dreams. Support her in these, even if they're different from yours. Fourth, be vulnerable. Show that you trust her enough to share your fears and weaknesses. This isn't about being weak. It's about being human. This is about mutual respect and about building a partnership of equals. And let me tell you, that's far more attractive than any pedestal. Remember, a high-value man isn't looking for someone to complete him. He's looking for an equal to share his journey with. Be that man, and you'll attract women who are strong, independent, and genuinely compatible with you. Deep engagement through listening. Men, I'm about to share a superpower with you. It's called listening. Not just hearing, but listening. A high-value man listens with his entire being. He's not just waiting for his turn to speak. He's fully present, absorbing every word, every tone, every unspoken message. This isn't just about being polite. It's about showing that you value her thoughts, her feelings, her very essence. It's about creating a deep connection that she feels truly seen and understood. Here's how you can master this skill. First, give your full attention. Put away distractions. Make eye contact. Show that at this moment, nothing is more important than what she's saying. Second, listen to understand, not to respond. Don't just wait for your turn to speak. Try to see things from her perspective. Third, ask thoughtful questions. Show that you're engaged and want to know more. How did that make you feel? What do you think led to that? Fourth, practice empathy. Don't just hear her words. Try to understand the emotions behind them. Put yourself in her shoes. Fifth, validate her feelings. You don't have to agree with everything, but acknowledge her right to feel like she does. I can see why you'd feel that way. And here's the kicker. When you truly listen, you gain insights, learn, and grow. You become not just a better partner, but a better man. Start practicing this today. In every conversation, challenge yourself to learn something new about the person you're talking to. Watch how this changes your relationships, not just with women, but with everyone in your life. Remember, a man who truly listens becomes invaluable in a world where everyone's talking. Gentlemen, we've covered the first five traits of a high-value man. Now let's dive into the remaining five. These traits will elevate you from a man of quality to true excellence. Remember, as Epictetus said, first say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do. Let's become that man of excellence. Passion for life and adventure. Gentlemen, are you merely existing, or are you truly living? Because let me tell you, there's a world of difference between the two, and that difference, it's called passion. A high-value man isn't just alive, he's living with zest, with an unquenchable thirst for life and adventure. As Marcus Aurelius said, you have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. This isn't about grand gestures or constant adrenaline rushes. It's about approaching each day enthusiastically, whether conquering a mountain or mastering a new skill. Think of yourself as the captain of an expedition. Your life is the adventure, and your passion is the compass. Women are drawn to men with a direction, purpose, and mission. Here's how you can cultivate this trait. First, identify what truly excites you. What makes you lose track of time? What would you do even if you weren't paid for it? That's your passion. Second, set ambitious goals related to your passions. Push your boundaries. As Seneca advised, it is not because things are difficult that we do not dare. It is because we do not dare that things are difficult. Third, share your enthusiasm. Don't be afraid to show your excitement. Passion is contagious. Fourth, be open to new experiences. Say yes to opportunities that scare you a little. Growth happens outside your comfort zone. Remember, a passionate man is never boring. He's constantly growing, always exploring. Be that man and watch how it transforms your life and relationships. Valuing honesty and rejecting deception. Listen closely, because this might be the most important trait of all. A high-value man values truth above all else. He doesn't play games. He doesn't manipulate. He stands in his truth always. As Marcus Aurelius wisely said, if it is not right, do not do it. If it is not true, do not say it. This isn't just about not lying. It's about living with integrity, about aligning your words with your actions. It's about being the same man in the light as you are in the dark. Think of honesty as your armor. It protects you from the chaos of deception. It builds trust, the foundation of any strong relationship. Here's how you embody this trait. First, practice radical honesty with yourself. Acknowledge your strengths and weaknesses. As Epictetus advised, if you want to improve, be content to be thought foolish and stupid. Second, speak your mind respectfully but clearly. Don't sugarcoat or dance around issues. Clear communication builds respect. Third, If you've made a mistake, own it. Apologize sincerely and take action to make amends. This shows strength of character, not weakness. Fourth, keep your promises. If you say you'll do something, do it. Reliability is a rare and valuable trait. Remember, a man of truth stands out in a world of smoke and mirrors. He's rare, he's valuable, he's the man women trust, respect, and ultimately choose. Ability to bring laughter and joy. Now, don't get it twisted. Being a high-value man doesn't mean being serious all the time. In fact, one of your most powerful tools is your ability to bring joy and laughter into her life. As Seneca said, we should admit with cheerfulness that there is a great deal that we do not know. This humility, this ability to laugh at ourselves and the absurdities of life, is incredibly attractive. This isn't about being a clown or cracking jokes 24/7. It's about having a light spirit and an ability to find humor even in challenging situations. Here's how you can cultivate this trait. First, learn to laugh at yourself. Don't take yourself too seriously. This shows confidence and humility. Second, look for humor in everyday situations. Train your mind to see the lighter side of life. Third, use humor to diffuse tension. A well-timed joke can turn a potential argument into a moment of connection. Fourth, create shared moments of joy. Inside jokes, playful teasing, respectfully done, and shared laughter create strong bonds. Remember, as Charlie Chaplin said, a day without laughter is a day wasted. Be the man who brings laughter and light into her world, and you'll be irreplaceable. Initiative and decisive action. All right, men, it's time to step up to the plate. A high-value man doesn't wait for things to happen, he makes them happen. Epictetus said it best, don't explain your philosophy, embody it. This is about being proactive, about taking charge when it's needed. It's not about controlling everything, but being willing to take the lead. Think of yourself as the captain of a ship. You're fearless in charting the course, making decisions, or taking action. This kind of leadership is magnetic. Here's how you can embody this trait. First, practice making decisions quickly. Trust your judgment. As Marcus Aurelius advised, never let the future disturb you. You will meet it, if you have to, with the same weapons of reason which today arm you against the present. Second, take calculated risks. Don't let fear of failure hold you back. Each risk, whether it succeeds or fails, is a learning opportunity. Third, be solution-oriented. When you see a problem, don't just complain. Take the initiative to solve it. Fourth, follow through on your commitments. Initiative without follow-through is worthless. Remember, women are attracted to men who can take charge and handle responsibilities. Show her that you're that man, and you'll earn her respect and admiration. Emotional independence. This last trait might surprise you, but pay attention. A high-value man is fearless in losing her, not because he doesn't care, but because he knows his worth doesn't depend on any one person. As Epictetus said, he is a wise man who does not grieve for the things which he has not, but rejoices for those which he has. This isn't about being cold or unfeeling. It's about having a strong sense of self, about being emotionally self-sufficient. Think of it this way. You're a complete person on your own. A relationship enhances your life. It doesn't define it. This kind of independence is incredibly attractive. Here's how you can cultivate this trait. First, develop a robust support system outside of romantic relationships. Maintain close friendships and family ties. Second, have personal goals and pursuits that are independent of your relationship. Third, practice self-soothing. Learn to manage your emotions without relying on others to make you feel better. Fourth, be comfortable with solitude. Use alone time for self-reflection and personal growth. Remember, neediness repels, independence attracts. When you're not desperate to keep someone, you become someone they're desperate to keep. All right, gentlemen, let's recap these 10 traits of a high-value man. 1. Self-sufficiency in attention. 2. Genuine upliftment of others. 3. Confidence and self-assurance. 4. Treating partners as equals. 5. Deep engagement through listening. 6. Passion for life and adventure. 7. Valuing honesty and rejecting deception. 8. Ability to bring laughter and joy. 9. Initiative and decisive action. 10. Emotional independence. These aren't just traits. They're your blueprint for becoming the man you're meant to be. A man of substance, of character, of true value. This isn't about changing who you are at your core. It's about becoming the best version of yourself. It's about embodying these traits to attract women and live a life of purpose and fulfillment. Remember what Epictetus said, "First say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do." You now know what to be. It's time to do it. You've got the knowledge. You've got the blueprint. Now it's time for action. Which of these traits will you focus on first? Drop a comment below and let me know. If this video lit a fire in you, hit that like button. Subscribe for more content to help you become the best version of yourself, and share this with a brother who needs to hear it. Remember, you're not just becoming attractive to women. You're becoming a man of value, a man of substance, a man who makes a difference. As Marcus Aurelius said, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one. Now go out there and conquer." Until next time, stay strong and focused, and never stop growing.